Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Have you ever got the phone call? Well, last week I got the call. My brother's wife got sick with COVID and double pneumonia, and within a few days I got the call that she had passed away. My first thought was, that's not fair. I thought that it must be a mistake. She didn't fit the demographic or the statistics. She wasn't high risk. She was less than 50. She had no underlying health problems. She was too young and too healthy. My heart aches for my brother and my nieces and nephew. A few people have said to me, at least you know where she is, or that she's no longer suffering, and someday you'll get to see her again. One family member commented that my sister-in-law is now with her baby girl who died 15 years ago. Sometimes when we lose people we love, it causes us to consider our own mortality, which leads me into a tough question. If you were to die today, do you know where you would go? No, seriously. If your answer is heaven, then why should God let you in? As a kid, I heard lots of jokes about being greeted by St. Peter at the pearly gates. I'm not sure why, but it's always St. Peter. But I've always thought that I'll be greeted by someone in a white robe with a huge book on a podium, and then they'll flip through the pages to find my name. Well, last week we celebrated Easter, also known as Resurrection Day. It's the day that Christians celebrate Jesus rising from the dead. I know there's a lot of different thoughts on Easter and the way people celebrate, but one thing is clear. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we can have hope that one day we will too. Easter is a time to celebrate new life, and that gives us hope of seeing our loved ones again someday. If you aren't too sure about this, I encourage you to pick up a Bible and read the part that St. Peter wrote about life and death. If you don't have a Bible, you can get one at just about anywhere that books are sold. There's also a nice little coffee shop on 2nd Street that will give you a free Bible if you want one. I've had people ask me, so what if you're wrong about this, and there's nothing after this life? What if you die and you just go into a box in the ground? Well, what have I lost? I've had a great life on this earth, helping people and blessing others. I've lost nothing. But my question is this, what if I'm right? And there is a God who gave his son for you and me. What have you lost if it's all true? The truth is, Easter should give us all hope. I have hope that there's an eternity so much better than the world we live in. I have hope that Michelle is in a better place. I encourage you to make things right today. Make amends, because tomorrow may be too late. We never know when we'll get the call. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Have a great weekend.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.